Hey there, this is Kern. I just want to apologize before we actually get into the show about the delay between now and our last show. As you guys know, Magic had a power outage due to that crazy snowstorm in the northeast of the United States. Then he decided to go and lose his voice like a smart, smart person. And then by the time he had sort of regained his voice, you'll see he's not at par in this episode. We actually only got to record on Wednesday, November 9th, and unfortunately I had a huge project due that day for school, so I was running on like an hour and a half of sleep or something like that, and I just didn't have the energy to sit down and cut everything together. So I'd like to apologize, and hopefully that won't happen again for quite some time. We should be back on Tuesday with another new episode, so thanks very much for listening, and hey, stay frosty!
Good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hey there, my name is Kern, and welcome to episode 40 of Blessing of Frost. With me, as always, is this one dude who actually has power and sort of has a voice.
That guy. How are you doing this morning?
I am so tired. I'm going to fall asleep.
Oh my god, it's so funny.
It's so bad. You guys, we are currently recording at like 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday.
What's wrong with 10 o'clock in the morning? 10 o'clock in the morning is not early.
10 o'clock in the morning is a wonderful time. Even if you wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning, even if you sleep through 10 o'clock in the morning, it's like a great time of the morning. It would just be a lot better if I had gotten more than 90 minutes of sleep last night.
Well, someone should have gotten more sleep last night, I guess.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, this listen.
Is so not my fault.
That was just a suggestion. I'm saying, you know, you're complaining about a lack of sleep. The fix is to go to bed earlier.
That is correct. However, what you, dear listeners, may be unaware of is that I have this English project that's due in, 5 hours.
5 hours.
And is something like that, like 2:45. And the issue is that I'm in a group. It's a group project. Those are never good. And my group mates are probably the two most incompetent people I have ever encountered in real life.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah. So not only have I had to do my own portion of the work, but I've had to re-edit everything that they have submitted on our shared Google document. It's like these words individually make sense, but when you line them all up together in a sentence, not so much.
See, group projects are never a positive. Never been in a group project where it's been, wow, this has been a positive experience.
Exactly. So I am currently enjoying that sort of experience. Yeah, and by enjoy, I mean suffering through. So, I've decided to take a break from that, and in my incredibly sleep-deprived state, we're going to try to put together a podcast here.
Excellent. Another winner.
It's going to be awesome.
You're tired, I'm sick. Who the hell knows what's going on? You know, I'm actually a little upset because that all the fact that we didn't get to record last week and what I wanted to, because yeah, I had a lot to talk about this week. Did you have a lot to talk about this week? We've been to talking about our weeks.
I honestly, at this point in time, I could not tell you what I did yesterday, much less 2 weeks ago.
Is the brain non-functioning? Is that what's going on?
Pretty much not at all. I can probably react okay to things, but I have no idea what's going on.
Wow. So we're just nothing.
Nope.
Okay then.
Hey, give me time. I'll get something going here, but you can definitely go first.
All right. Well, I guess the major WoW related news was that 2 weeks ago, the first night that power went out. I guess it went out on a Saturday at my place because of all the early snowstorms. So all the trees had leaves which snapped and like crushed lots of people's power in the New York, New Jersey area. But
yeah, and by the way, we hope that everyone who, you know, dealt with the power outage and all that is doing well.
Yeah, and that they have power back, which I'd hope for by this point. But
I hope so.
Yeah. But I had to take the trek back to my parents' place to get power in order to make sure to make the raid on Sunday, because I was able to finally finish constructing Karagos's Wrath.
Yay!
And it's done, and it's very orange and shiny. And that's a positive, and I can turn into a dragon. I can't yell dragon right now because I'm sick, but I would do it.
I'm so glad that you're sick.
Thank you. And so, the awesome thing that like hovers over Stormwind is totally badass, and I have a few screenshots of that, and I saw the one that you posted on the Apotheosis website as well, and that was cool.
Yeah, it was definitely very cool looking. I think that we were all really relieved to have you get your staff at long last.
After the couple weeks of
it was 11 days. It was 11 days between clears for us because of BlizzCon, and that was probably one of the most frustrating 11 days of my life, personally.
It was so funny because the second time that we fought Rag, like the time where I actually got it, I was like shaking. I mean, just making sure that I didn't die or have anything stupid happen that time was way worse than the first time that I had done it. Like, I don't remember any of the anxiety in the first attempt that I did in the second one. It was horrible.
Yeah, and of course, fair is fair, because I felt responsible for letting you die in the lava, like, a lot over that time. So, of course, fair is fair. We make sure that Magic gets his Heart of Rag and all that. But of course he still has the debuff, right?
Oh my god, so funny. You can tell this. This is so wonderful.
I still can't believe this. So I'm like, you know, we're going through the chest and like handing out loot, and we're all just sort of standing around, and it doesn't even dawn on me that Magic is standing right next to me. Like, I'm not...
I blinked next to you at the last second, actually. I mean, I guess you didn't even notice.
I had no clue. But next thing you know, Magic has blown up right next to me. I get flung backwards into Ragnaros' pool of lava, and immediately, being, you know, a fairly competent, I would think,
decent
paladin
player,
I bubble. I mean, that was my first instinct.
Loser, I know. I had you.
Yes. And then I, like, ran out, and I'm like, nice try, jackass. And I guess it was probably about a minute later.
So good. And, you know, I would have thought after the first one, I'm like, there's no way she'll fall for this again.
Well, I didn't think you were going to be that much of a tool, but clearly...
Wow. Someone obviously doesn't know me that well, which is surprising.
Shocking.
Given, you know, the amount of time that we have here on the podcast and such.
So...
Because it happened again, and
exactly.
You died in the lava.
Yeah,
and
my bubble wasn't
up. It was awesome. You probably still had the preparity.
You know,
I mean, you must have.
Yeah. You know what I probably should have done? I probably should have Aura Mastered that and then lay on hands, like, right as my debuff was expiring. But
did anyone heal you?
Nobody healed me. Are you
kidding me?
That's
awesome.
Nobody life gripped me. Nobody healed me. They're just like, oh, look at that. Kern's an idiot. We'll let her die.
That's perfect. Yeah. And it's, you know, fool, I got you once. It's on you. You should have at least stood somewhere else.
Fool me once.
You should have known.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Exactly. Much shame upon you.
So, this is me officially saying congratulations for getting the staff and killing me basically within, you know, 5 minutes of each event.
Ooh, I had another good kill on you yesterday running back to Elis Resort. Which was actually, which was relatively unintentional, but in the long run, or even in the short run, was absolutely hilarious.
That was bad. So, like, we're running back, and we'll get into this, I'm sure, but we're running back towards the Elis Resort, and this is not the first time in the evening that people were a little too close to the scorpion packs, like, on the right-hand side of the road.
Oh, no, that's actually, I guess, the second time over the night.
Were you the one who pulled them in the first place?
No, I was not.
Well, anyway, yeah, so I happened to be right near whoever it was who pulled the scorpions, and I'm like, okay, stop, we're just going to stand here and die, and whatever. So, you know, I had already died to the scorpion pack, And I'm like running down the road, and I'm on the road as opposed to the on the right-hand side of the road, where they just very conveniently blend in with all of the scenery. And next thing you know, there's this idiot blue dragon who's like right next to me.
That's me. I'm the blue dragon.
Who ends up...
I can do that now.
Yes, who ends up pulling the same scorpion pack that just killed me 10 minutes ago. And at that point proceeds to turn invisible.
Oh my god.
And then
just...
they turned around as one, looked at me, and decided to chew my face off.
See, and the funniest part was you were like so upset because at first I was like, oh, it's because I'm in combat and she's chiding me about being in combat. I'm like, oh, haha, look, no, I'm not. And then you're dead. I'm like, oh, that's way funnier than I thought it was.
Yeah, res timers suck, FYI.
Yeah, I res you. I was that kind.
And it took me like another 14 seconds to accept it.
And you had to tell me to come back and res you.
Yes, because he was just going to keep going to a list resort anyway.
Well, again, I didn't even know this was dead. So that's how much, you know, I watched you a little farther.
So lots of killing of me recently.
Yeah, it's been good. And then, I don't know, anything else WoW-wise exciting?
Didn't we have more to talk about? I feel like you had a lot more.
I don't know. I think a lot of that power awfulness was most of the ridiculousness and the backup plans of going to other places. I don't know. It ended up working out in the end. So,
I
hooray.
Have notes. Hold on.
You have notes? Notes about what?
I do. I have notes about things to discuss. Things that have caught my attention in the last... couple of days. So the major problem we had, right, was that we didn't know if Magic was going to be able to raid because of the power situation. He had not one, not two, but three separate plans, which was kind of hilarious. And then the fourth plan was sort of like the super uber backup plan, and it was essentially... Okay, so the first plan is go to his parents with his computer, which is ultimately what worked out.
Yeah, thanks.
Another plan was to go to his fiancée's
parents'
house and play there. And the third plan was to actually go to his fiancée's and play there. But the fourth one that we were actually seriously considering for, you know, about 5 seconds, was to have me play as Magic during the encounter.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it would have been hilarious. I mean, we have a policy against this sort of thing, but I was thinking, you know, I probably could have done just as good a job as Magic. What do you do? You just hit Arcane Blast the whole time, right?
Nice. That's cute. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, I don't know. How is your mage, you know, coming along?
My mage is 83.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, it's...
At least
yeah.
My paladin's 85. Just saying. I'm better than you. That's what it's just about. So.
That's essentially the size of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's nearly November 11th, 2011, which is also known as National Arcane Mage Day.
Really?
1-1-1-1-1-1
Day as well.
You get that, because all you do is hit one button.
No, I got it. Thank you.
I'm just making sure you know.
Oh, okay. Listen, there's two buttons in there and some cooldowns.
What's the other button?
Arcane
Evocation.
You have to hit that now and again.
Do you?
Yes. Do you not? How often do you play your mage?
I don't. She's only 83.
Wow. No,
she
you
is
have
arcane
to
too.
Use mana concentration because of your mastery. So you last a few times, but you have to make sure to keep your mana high enough to deal a decent amount of damage. It's a long story. I'm not going into it right now.
I think it would have been hilarious if you know, all three of your plans had failed miserably.
Wow, that's wonderful. You are
plus, I wouldn't have died.
Well, yeah, but you probably
that
deserved
would have been
it.
A plus.
you definitely deserved it, in fact, especially for comments like, I hope nobody in your area has power. Sure.
I did say such things.
And sadly, that like reset the IP address on the Rumble server, which is kind of annoying.
Yeah,
as well.
That was hilarious.
Not that funny. Although it's fixed. And so it wasn't that big a change.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. We had to use our backup Mumble server for like 4 days, which I don't think we've ever done for that period of time before.
Well, I haven't lost power for 4 days before, so.
That is true. Oh, you should totally tell the listeners what you came home to find the generator plugged into.
So I came home. We have like one of my roommates does lighting, and so he has a generator. And I came home and I was trying to get the fridge plugged in on my way home, like via the phone, my cell phone. And then I come home to find out that the TV and the Xbox are plugged in, yet not the fridge, to the generator. And the fridge had been opened multiple times with which to withdraw beer and deposit beer into the fridge. So, you know. And in retrospect, could just put all this stuff outside because it was cold, but oh well. I don't really, you know, think that quickly.
Living with, you know, boys.
Lots. Yeah. I have 3 roommates, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know. And they are all indeed male.
Oh, man. It just cracks me up because Magic was, like, talking to me on the phone trying to explain to me what he was going to do with his computer and all that stuff. And he's like, I can't believe it. I get home and what's plugged in? Not something like the fridge. No, the Xbox.
Yeah, and TV. And a light. Like, oh, all right. I guess this is okay. But it was still freezing. I mean, and I don't even think we had the heater on, like the whole house heat on at that point. I just, after that night where I like nearly froze to death, I just went home and said, forget it. This is not worth it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But hey, speaking of Xboxes.
Yeah.
You have a bit of news. Another bit of
news. Oh, yeah. The other more Xboxy related thing, I guess, that I have started a blog.
Shocking.
Yes, well, shocking, I don't know about that. I'd, like, considered it before, but never really gone through with it. But now I have, and it's at magicsmissives.com. It's my missives. That's the idea.
It's your missives, so oh boy.
Yeah, I like that word. Missives.
Yes, cool. Okay. Yeah, so magicsmissives.com, it's not really a WoW blog,
is it? No, it's
not.
That's the one thing, that when I started, I kind of knew I didn't really want to do a WoW blog, because there's already a lot of really good ones of those, and I don't think I could do any better at it, to be honest. I'll probably talk about WoW now and again, but definitely not entirely. It's more about general gaming and my, you know, interaction with games and so forth. I'm not sure. I've written up a couple posts. I've only posted one, but we'll see where it goes from here. I'll probably talk about a bunch of old retro games and current game stuff.
Talk more about Blades of Steel, because that was an awesome game.
Blades of Steel, I have such a small recollection of. I mean, I don't have it at my house or my parents' place, but it was a really fun game. And I definitely played that the most often of any of the games when I was, you know, hanging out with my uncle. So, Blades of Steel. That's all I can think about is the opening intro thing that I can't do because I'm sick.
Yeah, and I can't do it just because I have a very foggy memory at this moment because I'm still half asleep.
Well, the Blades of Steel intro is memorable. We'll leave it at that. Anyway, stay tuned to that because hopefully you'll see some games on there that you're like, oh man, totally played that, or pick up some awesome. I think the next post I'm going to write, or the next, I have like one written and then one more I'm going to write, is going to be about co-op games on the SNES. And I have to say that I have never ever found as good a co-op game for 5 as on the Super Nintendo. So if you like co-op games and you have Super Nintendo, keep your eyes on that, because there are some good ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I did want to talk a bit about the Stoppies, the Stopcast awards.
Are they? They're not done yet, are they?
Oh yeah, they're done.
And
I did not win loudest voice on Twitter.
Oh.
That ghoul Ava won loudest voice on Twitter.
Did they deserve it more than you?
I don't know. I mean, Ava, I used to follow Ava like ages ago, but she has this thing where part of her shtick is that she is completely inappropriate all of the time. And by inappropriate, interestingly enough, it sort of ties into our general chat topic later today. I mean, inappropriate. I mean, I had to stop following her, not because I was personally offended. Like, she didn't insult me personally, but I just felt bad reading her tweets.
Really?
Really.
Interesting.
I mean, I can be pissy, but I'm rarely really offensive. So, yeah, I don't know. So she got loudest voice on Twitter, so grats to her. And unfortunately, Megacode, who is probably one of our most dedicated listeners, did not win most dedicated listener for the Stoppies. That went to someone named Podcastitude.
Huh. Well, that seems like an appropriate name for podcast listening,
said,
I guess.
That said, Convert to Raid, which is another really great podcast. You should all listen to it at converttoraid.com. They won 6 Stoppies. They won Best Podcast, Best Ensemble Cast, Best Production Quality, which is totally true, Best Live Show, Best Format, and Best Supporting Podcaster went to Coltrane, sort of the sort of co-host of the show. I mean, there's 4 guys who do the show, but Coltrane is very... definitely his very own personality. He does like fortune cookies, like that's like his intro. He's like, fortune cookies say, and they are so bad. They are so such groaners. Like Zug, who's the host of Convert to Raid, like he's just like, oh boy, here we go again. And yeah, that's pretty much how I feel about it too.
Nice.
Yar.
Sounds amusing.
So I'd like to thank everyone who took a few seconds, minutes, any sort of
years.
Effort that you any sort of effort that you put into voting for me for loudest voice on Twitter. I appreciate the nomination in the first place. And next time that they do this, you guys all have to go, you know, and try to get Magic as biggest douche.
Wow, that's a good idea.
I think it's a great idea. Come on.
All right, I'll take it. Nominated for anything is good enough.
Well, okay, look, whoever biggest douche is, it's someone named Sauce who won. Surely you can beat some guy named Sauce at being biggest douche.
Maybe. That's a pretty hilarious name, though.
Sauce.
Sauce. That's enjoyable. Sauce. I like Sauce. Not the person, but the delicious food thing. I don't know. Just saying.
Anyway, I think that our in-game lives have been kind of lame of late.
I
can't think of anything important that I've done, like, in-game, apart from raid.
Well, that's the thing, is that you know, the more, like, what have we raided? It's like, we're in the end of the end game at this point. So past personal WoW excitement, it's like, oh, well, you did heroics in the Firelands again, and you did it. 5 days a week.
Oh yeah, I do it 5 days a week.
Yep.
I get good at it though. I mean that's the one thing. It really affords me a lot of practice.
Oh, there you go. When's the last time you hit by a tornado?
Let
me guess. Yesterday.
Nope. Yeah. I'm clear. I ate lava spew though. Holy crap! I got caught by a really bad worm spawn, and that was totally my bad. But I lived in either Jisila or Hastia. Tossed me a swift mend, and I'm like, oh, I love you.
Wow. Nice. So, Firelands heroic still. Hooray.
Hooray. Alright, so, hotfix. No hotfixes. Shocking.
No news is good, probably.
Yeah. With that said, patch 4.3, like the starting bits of it, are on the background downloader. But we don't have an official end to the current arena season yet, so we don't really know when 4.3 is going to hit. I'm going to guess it's going to be either the 6th of December or the 13th of December. Probably the 13th, I would say, which gives us about a month left in Firelands. That means that all the shiny newness of 4.3 will not have worn off the next week or so when Star Wars The Old Republic comes out.
Which I assume is the idea.
I'm thinking, yeah, like from a Blizzard standpoint, they don't want you to play Star Wars.
Yeah.
So they want to release new raid content, new dungeon content, new dailies. The only thing that to me points towards the 6th is that the Darkmoon Fair would start on the 4th. So that means that the new Darkmoon Fair would be up when they launch, but it would only be up for like 5 days because it ends on the Sunday. Yeah, so I don't know. Your guess is basically as good as mine at this point.
Well, I don't have a guess, so I think yours is still better.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, apart from that, no real hot fixes, not a whole lot of news. You know, keep up to date at you know, the official Realm, not Realm forums, but the official WoW forums to see when PTR testing is happening. Apparently Looking for Raid is now active, and you can also test various heroic or non-heroic modes depending on the testing schedule. So if you want to get a head start on 4.3 content, definitely download the PTR client and copy over a couple characters and have a good time.
Yep. Want to get a sneak peek. Exactly. Have we done that before? Not officially.
I have with a different guild, like back in Ulduar. I PTR tested Ulduar, and it didn't really help a whole lot.
Oh, really? Did things just change from the PTR anyway?
We got Flame Leviathan down on the PTR, which was good. What was bad was that at the time, anytime you drove down the left-hand side of the hallway leading up to him, you would disconnect.
Huh.
Yeah. So it's like these holes in the world, like anywhere you look, pretty much. And then we did significant work on Hodir at that time, and... So I remember when it went live, we did it twice, I think, with mostly different people in these 10-man groups. So like there was a good 16 or 17 of us who had seen the fight before. So when we got to Hodir on live, I'm like, oh man, we got this. No, wrong.
Wrong? How wrong?
So wrong. It took us longer than it had taken for like just about any other boss except for XT to that point. XT sucked back then, by the way, pre any kind of tuning. Oh, terrible.
I believe it, even though I never fought him.
Ugh. Anyway, so definitely check out the PTR. It's worth a shot. And Learn to Raid is also already putting out boss videos. So that's exciting. Normally here we would have some user submissions in our Molly section.
But we don't.
We don't have any submissions.
Submit things.
Podcast at blessingfrost.com.
Exactly.
Yeah, because honestly we love hearing from you guys.
We do.
So I guess with that we'll just move into slash raid.
What did we do this week, Kern?
Well, hey, we raid heroic modes in Firelands.
You don't say.
I do say.
Oh my goodness, you did. I'm wrong.
Oh boy. Okay, that's the lack of sleep that thinks that's actually funny.
Oh, okay. That's what it was.
So let's see. Probably the most exciting news, apart from Magic getting his staff, is that we are now officially 6 of 7 Heroic Firelands on 25-man mode.
That's good, thanks.
So Heroic Balrog down, that was interesting.
Interesting.
Took us 64 wipes, so on the 65th attempt, we got him down. One of the more challenging Heroic bosses, especially post-nerf. Compared to like Heroic Majordomo, nothing. Like, I mean, Majordomo is nothing compared to Balrog.
Yeah, no, pretty much exactly. Although, I mean, it's really the spreading of the
tormented.
Tormented that really is, like, I mean, in my opinion, the biggest mechanic. Granted, that's because I was DPSing, but, you know, I'm sure the healing was pretty stressful as well.
Yeah, healing was interesting. Actually, what I ended up doing was I took a page from our first normal mode kill of him, and I brought in a seventh healer, and I'm like, you know what? He's been nerfed. We're gonna single tank it, and we're going to bring in a seventh healer, and you know, it worked. It really sort of stabilized the healing for the shard people, for the tanks. Like, we basically had Kaleri, who's our disc priest, just stand there and stack up all kinds of stacks of Vital Spark after healing two shadow priests who consecutively took two full shards. So, like, Aerolade, I think, took the first one, or Sirius did, and then the other one took the other shard, like, to full. And so Cal stacked up, like, I don't know, close to 90 stacks of Vital Spark, like, within the first two shards. And then she just stuck on the tanks the entire encounter. I see places where we could improve that, but I'm happy with the kill. And there was a lot of good communication. It was not a perfect kill, and we yet managed to get through it. So, like, it wasn't great RNG on the placement of the shards or anything like that. It was just good teamwork, I think.
Yeah, I think, did we have everyone up at the end of that?
I think so.
You could tell it was just going much, much cleaner than any of the other attempts. And, I mean, at least from the rotation as far as shards, everyone was, like, communicating really well. And that is really the key to that fight.
Yeah, communication is awesome. We went 6 of 7. And then we had to pull Heroic Ragnaros. Heroic Ragnaros, for those of you who may be unaware, as I previously was, he will only spawn if you kill all the bosses before him on Heroic.
Okay. So,
if you can spawn him, by golly, you should wipe to him.
Well, we did plenty of that.
Yes, we did.
On Sunday.
Yeah, well, on Thursday we did one pull on him, which I frapsed, by the way. So our infamous first attempt is forever recorded. Everyone was like, I don't know about this and all that. And so Magic, I believe you said, like right after we pulled, bam, we're all dead.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, something like that.
it was amusing, naturally where we died was the suns at the first transition. I gotta say though that phase one is a lot longer on Heroic.
I did not even notice that.
Oh, I totally did. Like, as soon as I started looking at its percentage at a certain point, and I kept doing it every single time, like in our subsequent pulls. And I'm like, aren't we at like 70% yet? No, we're at like 82%.
Oh, you know, if you're comparing it to normal, then that sounds about right. It felt like pre-nerf, and so maybe that's what I was thinking, or I don't know. It didn't seem too much longer, but at the same time, I guess it was.
So, like, I can understand people going through that more than 300 times. I can understand where they would maybe lose their focus and or desire and stuff. Because that's crappy to sit through phase one. Like, I've now sat through phase one 21 times, and I'm already tired of it.
Well, it's not, phase one isn't harder than anything.
No, it's just annoying with the magma traps and the lava waves. Like, at one point, I literally zoned out for 2 seconds on one of our Heroic attempts. And next thing you know, a lava wave goes right by me, like, literally 3 inches away from my toon. And I'm like, holy crap. You really cannot zone out and expect to live.
No, because you'll eat a delicious, delicious lava wave.
Oh, they're so yummy. But yeah, so 2020 pulls on Ragnaros on Sunday on Heroic, and what really got us was the Molten Elementals. But I think we got the hang of the Molten Seeds.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were about to say we got a hold of the Molten Elementals. I was like, I don't know which raid you were in, but it was clearly not the one I was in.
We got ruined, like, so fast. Like, our deaths to the Molten Elementals when we got there were so consistent that and so quick. It's just like dying to someone blowing up their searing seed in the middle of the group on Domo.
Yeah.
I mean, where it just starts the chain reaction, then bam, everyone's dead within the blink of an eye. Yeah, that's basically what happened to us on Heroic Rag.
Yeah. Seems awesome.
It was fun. Yeah, it was a good time. And while our next like real goal is to get the Glory of the Firelands Raider, and not to really focus on Heroic Rag. Like, we'll see if we have time to do so afterwards, which I'm guessing we won't have much time, but we'll try anyway. Or we may try anyway. It's still up in the air. I strongly recommend anyone who can spawn him go pull him on Heroic, because it's just
get
fun.
Hit in the face.
Yes, and I mean, that's part of the challenge, right? I mean, don't be daunted by the fact that it's like a 400 or so pull kill that you need. Like, you just need to go in there and go, okay, Rags, it's you and it's me, let's get this done, and just have fun with it. Like, just be pleased that you have managed to kill every other thing in that instance on Heroic Mode, which is no small feat. I mean, it's not the most amazing thing in the universe post nerf, but it's still something that a lot of people won't get to do. Like I only ever pulled Heroic Lich King like 35 times, and you know, I remember those were amazing attempts for me, because not everyone could spawn him. So take pride in being able to do that and wipe and have fun, and just to say that you got the crap kicked out of you by Heroic Ragnaros, that is a good thing to say.
Until the, you know, 300th time that you've said it.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm talking, like, yeah. if you are not necessarily focusing on killing Heroic Rag, then definitely pull him at least a couple times on Heroic, because it's just an experience.
I'll give you that. The experience of dying that quickly to Ragnaros anymore. Pretty sad.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's just something to be... to be experienced, really. Let's see. We went recruiting.
We did. Recruiting spree.
And by we, I mean me, primarily, but also thanks to everyone in the guild who blogged or tweeted or retweeted blogs from others in an attempt to get the word out. We had a few people step down over the last couple of weeks, and the roster was looking kind of thin, so we decided to go shopping, basically.
Wow. And we don't mean, you know, that towards anyone that has applied, that, you know, we're just shopping for people, because that doesn't sound very good.
No, it's true.
Way to put it that way.
I'm good like that. So I'd like to welcome Mihiro, our new enhancement shaman who's trialing with us, Sarath, a new shadow priest who's in his trial, and Sporic, a hunter who is also in his trial. Oh, and Featherwind, I don't know if I've mentioned Featherwind, I think I probably did. But anyway, those are our four new trialists, our initiates.
Awesome.
So welcome to the guild, and good luck to you guys on your trials.
Excited.
Whoosh whoosh. General chat.
All right, so our topic today, it's sort of died down now, but I assure you that a couple of weeks ago it was totally current and relevant.
Approximately 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Who would have guessed?
Basically, and I don't want to talk too much about the controversy itself, but rather the issues that the controversy brings up. Basically, at the end of BlizzCon, you had the Foo Fighters concert, and the sort of in-house Blizzard band, the now level 90 elite Tauren Chieftain, they opened for Foo Fighters. And I mean, that's a band that consists of a bunch of people who actually you know, work at Blizzard and then have this band sort of as a side thing. And they're apparently quite popular among, you know, the game population. I couldn't care less, but anyway. So basically what happened was they pulled up this guy on stage with them before Foo Fighters came out. And the guy's name is George Fisher, and he's known as Corpse Grinder. And he's the vocalist for the American death metal band Cannibal Corpse.
And let me just say, let me put out this story real quick, is that when Kermit mentioned this to me, I went on Google, and I just Googled Corpse Grinder to, like, see, you know, and I was like, man, that guy looks like Nathan Explosion from Metalocalypse. And I only learned later, or I actually just Wikipedia'd him, and the character was based off of him. Like, Nathan Explosion is based off of this guy, which is, you may not know, an animated show on Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. But it's really funny that I had no freaking idea about that. That's what it is. Apparently, a guest appears on that show. Anyway, continue.
Right. So, thank you.
Small aside.
This guy, Corpse Grinder, is like the biggest Horde like supporter that has ever existed in the entire universe. I mean,
really?
Yes. I saw a video, and this was apparently played at BlizzCon, where it was at a previous BlizzCon. It was at a BlizzCon during Burning Crusade. So level 70 was the max level. And they interviewed him at BlizzCon, and he was being completely vile about the Alliance. And that's okay. Like, I can totally understand inter-faction rivalries and banter. I mean, you would not catch me dead being a Horde in this game. Like, I just couldn't do it. I will never be, you know, a full-time goblin, blood elf, tauren, undead, troll. I'm missing one, aren't I?
You are.
Orc.
There you go.
Yeah. So I would never be one of those things. I just don't like the Horde. I'm full-time Alliance, and mock me if you will, as you probably will. That's fine. However, in the interview, he was incredibly offensive, not just to Alliance players everywhere, which, like I said, I can take. I'm good with that. But he started equating Alliance people with other derogatory terms. And I'm not going to use those terms, but I will link to the video in the show notes at blessingoffrost.com.
And the video will be uncensored, I assume.
Yeah, and it will be not safe for work. It will be terrible. It will be bad. And I don't want you guys to think that I am actually, or that we, I guess, are condoning this or recommending this. It just gives you context, I guess. But a version of this video where he was being so anti-Alliance and so derogatory was actually played at BlizzCon to sort of introduce Corpse Grinder to the crowd. And unfortunately, in the segment of video that they showed, they used a clip of him where he was calling Alliance players a pejorative term for members of the gay population. And that, to me, is not cool at
no,
all.
No, definitely not. That's, like, it, and the way that they put it on Wikipedia is included a number of homophobic remarks, one anti-emo remark, and the desire for the Alliance to quote-unquote die.
See, okay, I can take die Alliance scum. I can take that. But, you know, when you start equating, you know, the word gay or pejorative terms for someone who's gay, when you start taking those terms and making them, you know, be equated to stupid or something else, or something worse, that to me crosses a line. So that Blizzard's in-house band would think that that was appropriate to air at their big to-do convention is more than a little bit shocking. It to me, it was a little more surprising when I looked to see who at least one of the members was, and that's Mike Morhaime, who is like the CEO of, isn't he the CEO of Blizzard? He's like the guy in charge. He's the president and co-founder of Blizzard, and a member of Level 90 Elite Tauren Chieftain. So it was just really crazy to me that, you know, in this day and age when, you know, people are striving perhaps in general to be more accepting, that you know, such a rant was permitted, even in any kind of a censored form, was permitted, not just permitted, but encouraged, I guess. It was shown by the company at a company event. You know, it just didn't seem right to me. So I followed the controversy. I didn't chime in. I didn't say, you know, I regret getting my annual pass or anything like that. But I just sort of sat back to watch to see what the reaction would be. And a lot of people, and I will have links at blessingfrost.com, a lot of people were not happy about this. So on
you're reaching back into the past for a date.
Yes, exactly. On October 25th, they posted through Bashyok, one of the community managers, the following post. Hey guys, we read and heard all of the feedback from BlizzCon this year. The corpse grinder bit was never intended to be taken seriously. We are sorry that we offended anyone. Everything at our shows is just meant in fun. Thank you all for speaking up. We'll definitely keep this in mind for our future shows. Our humblest apologies, Level 90 Elite Tauren Chieftain. To which I say, seriously? Like,
what?
I mean, to me, that's not even a real apology. To me, that is this group of people who work, especially one in a position of such power at Blizzard, like, they are hiding behind the moniker of Level 90 Elite Tauren Chieftain. They're like, it was never intended to be taken seriously, but then again, you know, jokes at other people's expense aren't usually meant to be taken seriously. They're meant as jokes. It doesn't mean that it's not harmful to other people. So we are sorry that we offended anyone, but they are not sorry that they did it, is how a lot of people read this message. So
that's pretty, I mean, almost the message exactly as they're saying it. So
yeah, so on October 27th, 2 days later, Mike Morhaime posts through Bashyok, and I won't read the whole thing. As president of Blizzard, I take full responsibility for everything that occurs at BlizzCon. It was short-sighted and insensitive to use the video at all, even in censored form. The language used in the original version, including the slurs and use of sexual orientation as an insult, is not acceptable, period. We realize now that having even an edited version at the show was counter to the standards we try to maintain in our forums and in our games. Doing so was an error in judgment, and we regret it. Now, to me, that's a much better apology. That's, okay, not only are we sorry that we offended people, but we're sorry that we screwed that one up. That one is on us. Sorry. And he goes on to say that they deeply apologize for their mistakes, yeah, etc., whatever.
Which is clearly a lot more, or seems a lot more heartfelt than, you know, the other apology, quote unquote.
Yeah, and he signs off, you know, as a leader of Blizzard and as a member of the band, I truly hope you will accept my humblest apology, Mike Morhaime. So there he like is no longer hiding behind the band's name. So like everyone knows that he's a member of the band and who he is, and that he is personally apologizing. And even though it's probably like a PR thing, like, okay, you got to do damage control, Mike, you got to take care of this. Like, despite that, I think that apology makes a lot more sense. And personally, it made me feel, you know, better about having basically told Blizzard, here, take my $15 a month for the next 12 months, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I don't really want to stick to the Corpse Grinder topic exactly, but it really brought up, you know, what's acceptable and what's not. And it struck me as being really an interesting sort of insight into, I guess, Blizzard in that, I mean, clearly, whoever decided that putting the video up or whoever thought that putting the video up would be funny is clearly someone who hasn't had to deal with that kind of, you know, prejudice or prejudicial behavior.
Yeah.
They clearly haven't been on the receiving end of, you know, insults and jibes that are, that, you know, hit home to them. And it just reinforces my, I guess sort of disappointment in the gaming community, in the WoW community, especially because that's the one game that I really play a lot of. But it's not uncommon for you to go into a battleground, for example, or some other random, like a dungeon random, and I'm sure in the looking for raid eventually. It's not uncommon for you to go into one of these places and to have someone go, you know, don't be gay or some
stuff like that. And battlegrounds are the worst for that.
They're really bad.
They are the absolute worst. It's, you're not quite on like Xbox Live level, but it's, you know, you're getting there.
Exactly. So when did it become acceptable? Because I think that if you would ask most people, you know, do you think it's okay to equate, for example, again, gay with stupid, I think most people would say no.
Yeah.
That's not really okay. But a lot of people say it anyway. And they say worse. And I'm sure that if you ask them flat out, do you think that that's okay? They would say, no, but I don't mean it like that. I mean, it's so prevalent everywhere. Even the most tame servers have trade chat, and trade chat, as we all know, is a vile, vile place to be. And so people sort of feel like they can say anything in trade chat or in randoms or in battlegrounds, and they say worse than just, you know, equating than just, I mean, it's bad, but like, you know, racial slurs. Slurs against people based on their religious background. It just boggles my mind that people in who I hope anyway in polite society would never say such things. As soon as you have like the smallest amount of anonymity, they just go to town and they, you know, let loose. And it's like, is this really what's in people's minds and hearts and stuff? Like how is that remotely acceptable, and how can it be so widely acceptable in you know, the Blizzard community? It just astounds me.
It's not just the Blizzard community, I guess it's the community in general. And the problem is that anonymity, this is such a good for people that don't like anonymity, this helps them so much, because when you start linking people's real names, you know, that doesn't happen nearly as often, because, you know, it can come back to you. But, you know, I don't necessarily believe that you should have your real name linked to all these things, but when the results are there, it's such a hard argument to say, well, listen, if you weren't anonymous, then you wouldn't be such a huge dick.
it's all about, you know, personal responsibility and stuff. I mean, are you willing to act when you're relatively anonymous the same way that you would act if you were in a room full of a diverse population? I mean, like, for me, the answer is yes. I mean, I might be perhaps a little bitchier, a little more short-tempered, but, you know, my respect for people of other ethnicities, other religions, other political affiliations, other sexual orientations. Like, that respect is something that is just, like, a core part of me. And, like, I don't, you know, I don't refer to, you know, like, I don't equate gay to stupid. I don't call people, you know, I don't use slurs. Like, the thought, like, and I won't say them here on the podcast either, and I'm really uncomfortable even, like, thinking about various racial slurs and stuff. Like, it's just, it makes me feel icky, you know? Like, for lack of a better word. And, you know, I know you know this, obviously, Madge, but in my guild, that stuff doesn't fly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at all. And neither does, and I apologize if I'm going to, maybe not offend, but I use a word that some people aren't fond of, but the term rape, and I'm saying this, I guess, in part because I am a woman, and 1 in 6 women in the United States are, you know, will be a victim of sexual assault. So, like, I'm very sensitive to the plight of women in that sense. You know, like, I'm very thankful I've never been sexually assaulted or anywhere close to it. But I know people who have been, and I know other people know people who have been. And so when someone says rape in such a casual setting, like, man, I just totally raped that guy in that BG. It's like, whoa, no, you did not.
Yeah.
You may have wrecked him. You may have ruined him. You may have handed him his ass, but you did not rape him. And there needs to be, in my opinion, a really, you know, firm divide between the idea of virtually dominating someone in a video game and the actual traumatic event that occurs to people throughout the world on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's... And the thing is, and the weird part is that it's not like in this case of Blizzard that they were even anonymous. They weren't. I mean, they were on the stage right there. And
yeah.
This guy has his own Wikipedia page. It's flooring that something like this gets through anyone that has a brain.
Exactly. And it's like, on what level did you think it was remotely okay to have this guy who's equating being an Alliance person with a certain sexual orientation, which, by the way, is also apparently stupid in this guy's mind, and that's the nice way of saying it. Like, how do you connect those dots? You know, how does that end up with a green light, you know, and not a red flag?
Yeah, it's just not thinking. That's all it can be, or I don't even know. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. I think it is a result of someone not thinking things through, and I think part of that is because, as I said, like, these guys have clearly never really been on the receiving end of any kind of prejudicial behavior, and, you know, It's a fact here in North America that, you know, the white male basically runs things. I mean, and never mind the fact that the United States president is currently, you know, African American. Like, because that's pretty rare. That's like one out of, what, 44?
Yeah.
You know, like, it's men who run things, basically, and predominantly white men. And as such, because they are the dominant social group, they enact laws and policies that basically protect them. And this is just basic sociological theory here. And because of that, they basically have nothing to fear. I mean, you know, women, you know, even white women, do end up hitting things like the glass ceiling in their jobs, where, you know, a woman doing the same job as a man will usually earn around 70% of what that guy earns. And so even women aren't being taken as seriously as men, even though they're doing the same work. And this is all a function of the fact that, you know, white males basically run things. And I'm not saying that I have anything against, you know, white males. I'm just saying that you got to spread the love around a little bit because we're all human beings, right? So if you can just take a step back from being, you know, your empowered white male self, and look around and realize that, hey, there are, you know, white women, there are African American men and women, Latino men and women, you know, all sorts of other people of different backgrounds, of different religions, of different sexual orientations, you know, who all have a say, who all have ideas and beliefs that they feel are valid. Like, you need to take a step back from that place of privilege that you hold and, you know, recognize that not everybody's like you. And, you know, you got to have a bit of understanding for the people who are not like you. And I think that that's something that was clearly missing in the BlizzCon show by Level 90 Elite Torrent Chieftain. And I think it was very poor judgment by Mike Morheim and the band and Blizzard and all of that. But I'm glad that we did get an apology to the community where he takes full responsibility and he acknowledges that the language used is not acceptable and doesn't meet their own standards. I think that's really important. So they recognized their error and they apologized for it. And hopefully the incident, which has really spawned a lot of discussion, if we're still talking about it 2 weeks later, I really hope that in the discussion people start talking about what these words actually mean. Like, oh, I didn't mean it that way, doesn't fly, because no matter what you say, someone's always going to interpret your words differently from how you meant it. So you need to be really careful about what you say and what words you use so that you're not actively hurting people with those words. I mean, it's one thing to say, man, you're Alliance, you suck. That's fine. I think everyone who is Alliance can take that. We are not complete, you know, wusses. But, you know, to say something beyond that is, you know, take a second to think before you open your mouth or type on your keyboard or what have you.
Yeah. I think poor judgment is really what they're guilty of on this one. And I guess it goes beyond the judgment as far as the way that he chose to respond to it. But I have a good feeling that there won't be that kind of issue again in the future, given the backlash that they've seen.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Blizzard's learned their lesson. Now, if only they can teach their community that it is a valid lesson to learn. Because for every person who's like, I demand an apology from Blizzard, da 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 da, I'm sure that there were 10 people going, who cares? Yeah. But I mean, just recognizing that there is an issue is a good first step. And hopefully, like I said, through discussion, people will realize that this is an ever-growing problem in, you know, today's especially video gaming groups and communities. I am going to link a few blogs and stuff that discuss it. And I hope everyone will take a few minutes to read it just to get a different perspective on how certain words are viewed and how damaging those words can be when used improperly. Yep. So that felt like a 25-minute rant. It may have been. For which I personally apologize. but I think that it's an important issue. I mean, I say all this coming from the background of being a Canadian, and like we like multiculturalism. We have like a lot of different. We have a lot of different people in the Canadian that make up the Canadian society, the fabric of Canadian society. We have a lot of things are different in Canada than they are in the United States. For example, same-sex marriage is legal here throughout the country, whereas I think it's only legal in a few states in the U.S.
Yeah,
and like California overturned it or something, or
I'm not sure exactly about the specific laws, to be honest.
Right, but I, you know,
I know it is. It's different. More recently in New York.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember reading about that. So, I mean, things are different in Canada and the U.S. And so, obviously, in order to understand where I'm coming from, you have to understand that my country is a lot more, I guess, proud of their differences. You know, we have really strong communities in basically like all across our country where people are proud of their heritage, proud of their religion, proud of their orientation, proud of their political views, lots of political views up here in Canada, believe it or not. I mean, here it's basically differences are celebrated. I mean, we all joke about the typical Canadians who, you know, watch hockey and drink beer. I watch hockey, but I don't drink beer. But then there are people who drink beer and don't watch hockey, so it's all good. Obviously, you have this sort of stereotypical things that sort of hold us together. But ultimately, what it comes down to is we are proud of, you know, the different societies and the different parts of society that make us a country. And so, for me to be faced with stuff like this from, you know, a very American company, it's just like, oh man, I really hope that stuff wouldn't happen here in Canada. It probably will, it probably has, but I think it's much less likely, I guess, because I think that most of us have a healthy respect for people who are different from us.
I yeah, all right. I will take your word for it on Canada.
Canada's awesome.
Because I do not know a ton about Canada.
I don't understand how you don't know a ton about Canada. I mean, it's not like I don't talk about it all the time.
Well, you and the rest of our guild.
Exactly, because our guild is seriously like half Canadian.
Yes. Which is interesting.
It's awesome. Come on. Of course, we all live within like an hour of the U.S. border. Or less. Anyway, I guess we have ranted enough for general chat. So, I guess it's time to move into shoutouts. So, my shoutout is to all the people applying to Apotheosis lately, and all the people who are bumping threads and blogging and tweeting and retweeting in our efforts to recruit some people as we prepare to head into 4.3. We are specifically still looking for a rep pally. We would also look at an elemental shaman. We have a couple of interesting apps on the forums already, but definitely keep us in mind, especially if you are a hunter or, like I said, a rep pally, an ally shaman. I think that might be it for the moment, but you can apply now or you just look at our recruitment needs at www.apotheosis-now.com.
Yes, recruiting sucks. So come on and apply so we can stop recruiting.
That would be excellent.
Yes. I guess my shout out this week is to anyone who's actually stopped by my blog over the past couple of days since I just posted, or I think you mentioned it in your blog on, what, I can't remember what day today is, Wednesday, so Monday?
Monday, I think.
And then I tweeted about it that day as well, and then I actually put up my first post, your post, yesterday. And stop by. Maybe it'll be interesting to someone other than me, which would be positive.
Yeah, so that's magicsmisses.com, and we will definitely link that here at blastingfrost.com.
Sweet, a link. That's exciting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yep. Our tip of the week this week. Try to take a few seconds to think about what you're like saying to people in game before you actually do it. You may want to just kind of consider, you know, them as a person as opposed to them as a tune and about, you know, what you could say that may be offensive to them. Talking before you think is something that plagues a lot of gaming communities, I think, and just don't do it. It's dumb. It doesn't make you sound smart or witty. It just, you can sound like an idiot and offend people. It's not nice.
So, think before you speak
yes.
or type.
That's the idea. We would like to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you want to share, any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com and make the bumpers now. I'm done asking nicely. I want them because they're fantastic and we don't have them and we're not that funny and exciting and creative and you people are, and I want them for all our stuff. Except we do have a general chat one, so
yeah,
we'll try out a new general chat one if we get it.
We would love to try out a new general chat one. Not that,
ouch,
you know, I don't
That's
adore from one of our priests,
my
Sarah.
Goodness. You hear that? That
was, I'm getting tired almost, of hearing whoosh whoosh general
what
chat.
What is wrong? Whoosh whoosh general chat is the new thing. We'll have to make Car Ramrod general chat. Anyway, yes. Let us know what you thought. You can follow myself, Kern and Apotheosis on Twitter at Majity, MAJJITY, Kern Mode, and Apotheosis. Leave comments and rate us up on iTunes. That's the end of our 40th episode, huh?
40 episodes. Four and zero. Our 1 year anniversary is in a couple weeks.
Oh, is it? So it's going to be like
yeah,
episode.
On the 22nd.
What episode should that be if we don't miss?
I think it'll be 40, episode 42. 42.
So we missed 10 episodes.
That's not too bad.
That's okay. But we'll get there. I guess that about wraps it up. I'm Magic.
And I'm Kern.
Till next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kern and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.